as we come into the winter season, just like when we check our engine oils and our antifreeze levels, let's look at the tires themselves. Look at the sidewalls. Look at the treads. Look to see if they're cuts, snags, any damages. If we're seeing those damages, maybe it's time to plan to put new tires on our equipment in 2018. Kind of get a handle on what investments we need to make. If there's no damages to the tires and we're getting ready to put that piece of equipment away for cold storage, let's inflate the tires up. Instead of running in the field at that 10-12 PSI range, let's put that tractor away with about 30 to 35 pounds of air in all the tires. That way, as it sits in the winter, loses air, we don't walk into the shop or this cold storage in the spring and find flat tires. If it sits flat for a long time, the rim could cut into the sidewall of the tire and damage it just sitting there. So I always encourage everyone, inflate it, overinflate, bring it in, let it sit, and then when we do our prep in the spring to get it field ready, set our pressures back down to what they need to be for operating in the field to get the most traction. The worst case scenario is we get out in the field, we don't have enough air pressure in it, we damage that tire during the most critical planning week or planning window, and it's 2 to 3 days before a certified technician can get out there and change that tire. And we're sitting there waiting for someone to change a tire when we should be planting or we should be harvesting, and then by the time it gets changed, we've got a rain event that's going to delay it even more. So the tires, if they can't hold air, they can't get traction, we're doing no good. And it only takes about 10 to 15 minutes to check tires. It's not like it's a 3-4 hour job. And it takes 30 to 40 seconds to check the inflation pressure. So that's the number one thing customers need to do. Make sure they're running enough air in the tire to carry the load. And if a customer doesn't know what that should be, if you go to firestoneag.com, we've got an inflation calculator on there where you put the tire size, what your axle load is, and it'll tell you how much pressure you should be running. So it's not a very hard thing to do. And it's just those little steps that it could take you from losing 5 to 6% in the field to gaining that 5 to 6% of time as fuel and less compaction into the soil.